This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Well, one community at a time, and you are the community of one. Shall I say one exceptional community at a time? As all of our communities in America are exceptional. Something that some people don't understand, that do not want Americans to think of themselves or their communities as exceptional. Can you imagine that? Think about that. Now, all of our communities are exceptional. They are exceptional in the world, primarily because we live in a republic, a constitutional republic in which we do have democracy guided by the laws in the Constitution. And, you know, it's interesting, if you have a constitution and you don't use it, and all you're left with is a democracy, well, you have chaos. You have to have some guiding principles, some laws that are morally grounded to guide your society. And that's what we have in this country. We are the greatest experiment mankind has ever known. And we're a successful experiment. And a lot of people forget, well, the roots of our success. Rooted in, well, I think, the second greatest document ever written by man. And that's the Constitution of the United States. And the Bill of Rights, which were, of course, we understand, given to us by God. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Everybody has this argument about the Constitution is not God. We must have separation of church and state. No, we don't. You know, I fought that battle. I understand the people who don't want to have theocracies in their schools. I get that. And I think that that should be respected, absolutely. I do not want government-run religious schools. I do not want professing of various religious doctrine in schools. That includes Sharia law, which, of course, so many people have found themselves in school boards and local communities around the nation being bullied by the radical Islamists to bow down to Sharia law. The notion that the Constitution Is Sharia compliant? That has surfaced, brought to you by those wonderful, thoughtful people at the University of California at Irvine, those radical Islamists, that think that Sharia law should be the law of the land, that the notion that the Constitution is Sharia compliant. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. The United States Constitution is supposed to be Sharia compliant. In other words, Constitution, bow down to Sharia law. Isn't it nice the way they interject that? But you know, you take it a step further when you have your public officials take an oath of office on a draft copy of the Constitution. Minus, guess what? Our God-given rights, the Bill of Rights. Seriously, you think I'm joking? Who did that? I mean, this is the $65,000 question, isn't it, today, that I'm throwing out there. Who did that? Who would ever think of taking an oath of office on a draft copy of the Constitution? A draft without the Bill of Rights. Think about that. Think how absolutely crazy that happens to be. And it is crazy. It is something that should be verboten. Yeah. Because it is crazy. It's lunacy. But I guess if you're a good Muslim, you understand that the Constitution is Sharia compliant. And that's the issue why that good Muslim took his oath of office to be a member of the president's cabinet, I might add, and go forth into the hinterlands and do his duty. Who am I speaking of? Well, CIA Director John Brennan. Now that I've summarized that for you, do you somewhat understand Brennan's motive to attack Donald Trump as Brennan was leaving office and Trump was coming in? Do you get it? Do you understand why, in fact, John Brennan was very probably working directly with the White House, which you're not supposed to do, to wiretap and check into Donald Trump's business as he was running through his election with Hillary Rodham Clinton? Get it? And so Donald Trump now has been complaining about that very fact, hasn't he? And listen, the Obama administration is notorious for what? Eavesdropping on private parties, private people. There's been no bigger offender of our civil rights than President Barack Hussein Obama's administration, and certainly the director of the CIA, who brought to us eavesdropping and surveillance of citizens within the boundaries of the United States of America, American citizens. That is verboten. But did he do it? Yes, because, you know, he can do whatever he wants to do as John Brennan, because he took an oath of office on the draft copy of the Constitution, minus the Bill of Rights. What about that Fourth Amendment? What about that First Amendment? We don't need no stinking amendments. No, because we all know that the Constitution is Sharia compliant now, don't we? Now that I've told you that story, not on this radio show, not on this time. The Constitution prevails every single time, as it should. And perhaps maybe we should adhere to the Constitution in its literal, writing. What a concept. Antonin Scalia did that. Oh, yeah, this is the originalist version of the Constitution. It's the words actually on the Constitution, on the document, and the Bill of Rights. Well, guess what? They actually do have meaning. They're not up for interpretation. It's not an imperfect document. Therefore, up to interpretation. We play this every time on the show, and you know, I put it out there for a reason, because I want you to see what it's like for the, I just want to interpret it my way, attitude that everybody has on the progressive side, is that it's a living, breathing document. Yeah, it is. It's a living, breathing document in an originalist sense. And the stronger we become as a nation is when we interpret the Constitution that way. Why do you think Donald Trump was put into office, elected? And by the way, I love it when a plan starts to come together. Election fraud, anyone? Now, I've been saying this for a long time, and I know, you know, I know things I'm not going to share with you right now because I want to see things play out like I think they're going to play out. But from what my sources tell me, but I can tell you one thing. The election fraud that's been going on in California, the election fraud that's been going on around the nation. Well, people are going to find out about it in a big way, in a big, spectacular way. People around the nation will find out about it. And you know what they're going to find out? Is they're going to find out that Hillary Rodham Clinton did not win California by 3 million votes. Oh, no. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the fix is in. We Californians, we understand the fix being in. And it looks like with this Trump administration, you know, of course, this might be the reason why everybody's yelling and screaming and trying to denounce Donald Trump at every little turn. They're going to do everything they possibly can do to stop him, including having riots. By the way, wear your riot gear. I mean, now everybody's wearing. Listen, I love this one. The latest riot at Berkeley was everybody on both sides had masks on. You couldn't see. You couldn't identify who was who. We ought to have the red mask versus the blue mask. I mean, literally, if you've ever seen these kind of gang fights, this is a gang fight. And I've had, unfortunately, experience seeing large mass gang fights on occasion, several occasions actually. When you get 30 or 40 gangsters lined up at the end of the street and they start running at each other, hello. And the final thing that breaks it all up is a gunshot. Yeah, that's gangsterism. No masks on them, but guess what? They wore red and blue. They were flying their colors. I guess the question is, what kind of colors does John Brennan wear? He wears green. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Even doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Aye.
And welcome back to the crazy train here on Agenda 21 Radio. A little bit of screaming going on there. Anyway, okay, so what in the world is really going on? Nuclear blast, that's what's going on. And I think it's kind of interesting. I grew up in the era of duck and cover. Yeah, in the 50s and 60s, as a child in grade school, we learned to duck and cover from, guess what, protection of nuclear bombs. And we were so comfortable under those desks after we ducked and covered. Now, you know, our sense of security went through the roof, all of us students, on the floor, on our hands and knees. And how cold was the floor? I mean, I can remember the coldness of the floor on my hands. Not so much my knees. I didn't wear shorts. You know, gosh, I wore Levi's. Absolutely. All boy. Absolutely all boy. Talk about boys. I mean, young boys growing up being all boys. Out there, crazy. A lot of people think, oh, they've got ADD. We must medicate them. We must give them Ritalin because they're out of control. You know, perhaps they're happy, healthy boys when they're actually out of control like that. Maybe it's you, the parent, that don't have the skills to bring them, well, under control and make them appropriate. Hello? I'm sorry. You see, I've always felt that stable families for children is the best opportunity, no question about it. Having a father in the picture rather than having fathers pushed out, kicked out, minimalized by society, never really works for the family unit. Now, it's kind of interesting. Here in California, we've got several things coming up. We've got concerns about various bills going through the California Assembly just passed yesterday off to the Senate. It's going to make it much easier for officials to take your children from you. Communism, anyone? This is a bill of communism. Absolutely. In which you as a parent have no rights any longer in California to your children. That's what this bill is all about. We're going to be talking, not today. We have, as a special guest tomorrow, Assemblyman Tim Donnelly. He ran for governor, and he's now former Assemblyman Tim Donnelly. He's got a book that's out, and we're going to be talking to him about that, and also about the Assembly and this particular bill and several other bills that moved through the Assembly. Have a little bit better idea of. Now, and I'm saying this, and again, I don't want to go focusing on California so much, guys, again, but there's radicalization going on here in California right before your eyes, and I'm trying to tell you how it's working because it's going to play out in your state soon. That's what they want. That's the point about being Californicated. So learn it now. See these signs. Now, listen, I get calls. I get emails from you guys out there. I get it. Which states? New York? Texas? Anybody? Hello? Well, Texas turning blue? Shades of purple already there in Texas. We know that. Austin, hello. Worse than California, they say, for starting a business is Austin, Texas. Californication, anyone. That I'm warning you. That's what this is all about. But, yeah, anyway, so I bring that up because just released pictures of nuclear blast from the 50s and 40s, 50s, and 60s before the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. And I can remember this vividly as a kid growing up and all these tests that were going on with nuclear weapons and they were delivered and they were shot off on missiles. I mean, nuclear explosions. I can remember vividly nuclear explosions over Hawaii. Shooting up a missile, all of a sudden, kaboom, a nuclear bomb goes up in, you know, 400 miles up or something like that. Wow. And, of course, the electric impulse from that. This is where we get the electromagnetic impulse. You've probably heard about this before. Right? EMPs? Hello? This is where you have this. The radio waves get all screwed up. Because if you have a nuclear detonation, everything electronically fries, basically. And that's already been tried here in this country. I mean, people have been trying to pull this one off in the United States. If they can destroy the electronic system of a country, then basically they can destroy everything. That's the theory behind it. They can, without even destroying the property, but they can destroy, without destroying the infrastructure, they can destroy the electronics. Then how do you feed yourself? How do you transport yourself? How do you grow food? How do you preserve food? Get it? So starvation becomes a big deal. So these kind of tests were going on back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Then they said, well, you know, it's kind of ridiculous that we go out and blow up all these bombs and we pollute the world. Really? Fukushima, it's the radiation in Fukushima effectively is the same as the radiation in nuclear bombs. I mean, we can parse it out and we can talk about hydrogen bombs and uranium bombs, and we can talk about the various elements that are going in. And by the way, uranium, number 92 on the periodic table of the elements. Those that want to talk about such things. And by the way, President Obama, where is carbon found on the periodic table of the elements? Did you know, President Obama, that carbon actually is found on the periodic table? Or Al Gore, did you know that carbon is found on the periodic table of the elements? I bet they don't even know. I used to teach this stuff, and I can tell you a mile away when somebody has no comprehension about chemistry or physics or anything, I can tell you. And these guys have no clue what they're talking about when it comes to environmental. That's basis number one. That's the first step you got to take. You know, imagine Obama sitting through chemistry in high school. Come on! After a nice blunt. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was something like in Ferguson, blunts, cigarillos. Blunts. Something that would not be comprende to the president today. Because I'm sure that during, I don't even think he took chemistry. Maybe he didn't even take biology. So how would he have an understanding of what carbon truly is? That's why I say, so uranium number 92. It's interesting, thorium is number 90. And so thorium is not a radioactive product in such that it creates contaminants such as radioactivity like you have with uranium bombs. And there's a large mass of usable thorium in very good condition, if you will. It's prime for mining and so on. And it's become an interesting situation because the largest mass of it collected, are you ready for this, is in the Malheur Reserve, Harney County, Oregon. Oh, that's where the Bundys took over the Malheur. That's when the Hammond Ranches. And, oh, it was Hillary Rodham Clinton that was selling out to uranium. One, other byproducts of Harney County, such as uranium. Don't you love it when I connect dots? Oh, and our beloved Jerry Brown, he has interest in Harney County. Yeah. Harney County seems to be the happening place. The happening place. Lavoie Finicum, anyone? Is it Harney County where our Constitution died? I mean, the historians will write this someday. They'll look at the stories that we did here on Agenda 21 Radio and that Red Smith did on the Shasta Lantern, and they wrote in Breitbart. They'll look back and they'll say, wait a minute, let's take a closer look at what happened in Harney County. And there was a lot of things going on there. There's a lot of natural resources there, such as uranium, such as thorium, such as geothermal. And they were being sold out to investors from other countries by their Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And she was getting money to go to her Clinton Foundation. And a rancher took a stand there. He took a stand for the Constitution. And he was teaching the Constitution, and that was bothering those people who didn't want to abide by the Constitution, and they called it a virus, that he was spreading the virus, and they asked the FBI and President Barack Hussein Obama to, well, stop the spread of the virus, and so they did, and they murdered Lavoie Finicum, one of the first martyrs, really, for the Constitution in the modern era. They murdered him. And they will be brought to justice. Stay with us. More uranium on the way. And thorium. And check out those bomb blasts. It's amazing to see those things. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I just can't get away from this bomb thing. I was watching this morning before the show, and because they just released these things, and wow. All I can say is, wow. The degree by which you see these nuclear bombs. And you know what? I think it's kind of refreshing. Let me read the story to you that we have on Agenda 21 Radio. And these are release of videos of nuclear bomb tests. There's something like 10,000 of these videos out there, or movies. Let me explain this to you in the story. It says in the article, I wrote part of the article, so I got to read it. Those in my generation remember the duck and cover drills we had to do in school just in case there was a nuclear blast. Just in case someday that you're at school, all of a sudden, hey, nuclear blast, boom. We used to have these air raid signs go off. Which, by the way, is kind of interesting. Those of us in the flood area of Orville Dam, I suggest strongly, in the inundation area of Orville Dam, that if, in fact, we should go back to these old horns that we had in the day. Air raid sirens. They're air raid sirens, just like you hear in the movies from World War II. Air raid, they just go off. I worked at a school in San Gabriel Valley in the 70s, and once a month, I think it was the last Friday of each month at 10 o'clock in the morning, the air raid sirens would go off. We were teaching. I'll never forget the first time that happened. I didn't live in the community. I just, you know, my first month on the job in September, all of a sudden the last Friday, 10 o'clock in the morning, air raid sirens go off. I'm going, duck and cover, duck and cover. I'm the teacher. And people, the kids are like, what's wrong with this guy? They said, oh, no, Mr. Preston, they go off at 10 o'clock every day. I think it was the last Friday of each day. But I'll never forget that. I was like freaked out. So I grew up in that generation. Says here, at the height of the Cold War, these drills were common in all schools around the nation, and just in case there was a nuclear exchange with the old Soviet Union. Oh, get it? Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Kind of like California. The California Soviet Socialist Republic that we call them. Now, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory has released never-before-seen movies of nuclear test explosions from the Cold War. And it says the U.S. conducted 210 atmospheric nuclear tests between 1945 and 1962 with multiple cameras capturing each event at 2,400 frames per second. But in the decades since, now this is the important thing, this is why they're doing this, but in the decades since, around 10,000 of these films sat idle, scattered across the country in high-security vaults. Not only were they gathering dust, but the film material itself was slowly decomposing and bringing the data they contained to the brink of being lost forever. So what happened was this guy, says laboratory physicist Greg Spriggs, and a crack team of film experts, archivists, and software developers have been on a mission to hunt down, scan, and reanalyze and declassify these decomposing film. The goals are to preserve the film. Okay, but this is the thing, though. I really believe that having these videos out will help to give people an understanding of the power of nuclear bombs and what really goes on in a nuclear detonation, especially now with the more sophisticated. I mean, the weapons we have now are way more sophisticated than ever before. Now, I'm going to play this video clip. I put up a couple of videos. One is a video clip that shows, it's a picture of the globe, and it shows a time lapse of every nuclear explosion since 1945. And it's got little clicks and beeps to it. See if we're getting this sound in the background as I go through this story. This is kind of interesting, kind of sophisticated stuff. See if we can get this to play, but it's not wanting to play. It's playing. It's ticking down here. And it's showing maps or pictures of the United States flag, American flags, and it'll show France and Russia and so on. About when nuclear bombs first started. 1945, of course, the very first one was in New Mexico, White Sands. So you can hear this in the background as we go through this story. That's the first one, 1945. And then, of course, you go to Japan, and you had two more, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So let's pick up the audio from here. Here we go. Boom. This will be Hiroshima, the first one. Then a couple days later, Nagasaki. It's a great clip. That I like the way they do this. Miles away, Nagasaki. Okay, so that's the third one. So third, you can kind of get, they kind of space it out. So I'm going to play this clip, and we'll see what we get out of this clip about the Lawrence Livermore Labs and the discussion about it.
This is it. We got to this project just in time. This is, I think, a big part of our history. We know that these films are on the brink of decomposing to the point where they'll become useless. We don't have any experimental data for modern weapons in the atmosphere. The only data that we have are the old tests, and so it gets a little bit more complicated. My name is Greg Spriggs. I'm a nuclear weapon physicist. I work at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, and I'm in charge of a special project to scan and reanalyze all of the old atmospheric test films so that we can obtain better data for future physicists.
My name is Jim Moy. Worked in the motion picture industry for 40 years plus, and I'm here working at Lawrence Livermore scanning the above ground atmospheric test films.
When these films were obtained back in the 50s, EG&G was the company that was responsible for recording the films themselves and then analyzing the films, and using the technology they had back in the 50s, it wasn't that accurate. We just decided to try to reanalyze the films and come up with better data and reduce the uncertainty of the data for our stockpile stewardship and for understanding nuclear weapon effects and getting a better answer.
I'm very surprised by the condition of the film. Mostly, it's in pretty good condition considering it wasn't stored in the best conditions.
It took several years of locating the films, and when we found out that most of the data that had been published was wrong, then we decided we needed to rescan and reanalyze all the films.
In the process in prepping and scanning the film, from the point of opening a can that maybe hasn't been opened for decades, is identifying what type of film it is, the general condition. Then we have to go through and preview the roll, thread the scanner, obviously, and decide the exposure so that we can scan.
You know what I found interesting about this? And those little beeps are nuclear bombs that have been going off. This is another little video that we got going on here. I think it's kind of fascinating, actually, to hear that little beeping sound. This is from 1945 until the 1960s when they were testing nuclear bombs. So it's kind of like a little time frame. You can see the map and everything going on. Those little beeps, it might be a little irritating, but each time that is a symbol of a nuclear bomb going off. But one of the things that I found really, really interesting in this video about the nuclear bombs is the fact that, you know, we just played it. They don't have correct data. And this correct data is this wrong data is data about the nuclear bombs themselves. Now, that is significant, even today, that as they look at that data from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, and they look at it now with new technology, they're going to say, whoa, what do we really do know about nuclear detonations, short-term and long-term? And now we can bring in genetics. The human genome, if you will. Yeah. And, well, the whole genome of the world. Now, this is where I know you're sitting there thinking, this guy's, you're going, Paul, are you a globalist? One world? No, I'm a science guy. And to me, this is pertinent. This is data that is valuable and viable in today's world. Because we don't know what would happen to a nuclear bomb if it was to go off. Really, the data is just not there. It's not correct. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next?
What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, my email address is paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. You can email me, and I'm getting a ton of emails. Thank you very much. I think people like that little last bit about nuclear bombs. The video is incredible. And some of the pictures that we're going to get out of that, and to see a see the plasma that when there's a detonation, what they would do is they would set up these high speed cameras. And boy, if you've ever worked with high speed photography, it's pretty incredible. 2,400 frames per second. That's a lot of frames. Imagine a video frame. It looks like they're done in 34 millimeter film. I can't remember now. I don't use film anymore. Anyway, it's very thick film. You used to get in 34 millimeter, 35 millimeter cameras. I can't remember. You know what? I got a stack of those cameras. But you would take those, used to be 16, so it's 32 millimeter. That's what it is. So 16 and 30, yeah, it's 32. So anyway, it's like when you go to the movies and you see the movies. Okay, in the movies, they have these big film canisters, and they run them. They don't do that anymore, but they used to. These big, huge cameras with big, thick film, and it used to spool around and everything. That's the way they used to do it. They don't do that anymore. They do everything digitally. We understand that. Okay, but a frame is a 32-millimeter frame, and so what they would do is run these cameras at, 2,400 frames per second to get everything that happens. Because, you know, there's time between frames, right? They would want to video, or they'd want to shoot the pictures of what's happening between the frames. That is how critical this is. And when you get the imagery between frames at high speed, you get a whole different phenomena that shapes out. Now, and again, it's kind of interesting, but applying technology of interpretation of that kind of phenomena from a physics standpoint, back in the day, compared to current technology and science today that can be applied to it, it's kind of like the horse and buggy versus a dragster or a jet aircraft. I mean, that's really the comparison. So this is going to be interesting data moving forward. It will be applied genetic. I mean, I can see the whole science moving on. This is all good stuff if it's used right. But if the data is skewed and lied about, well, then we have the environmentalist wackos again, the global warming wackos again, you know, basically using that kind of data for all the wrong reasons. And this is, they're talking about nuclear weapons, so anything can happen. Okay, so we're talking about this whole thing about, it's called Senate Bill number 18, introduced by Senator Pan in California, Legislative Council's Digest. And this is the title of the bill. It's called An Act Relating to Children. The Senate Bill 18, as introduced, PAN, Bill of Rights for Children and Youth in California. Now, I am a mandated reporter. I had to work with CPS. When I was a school administrator, school person, had school teaching credentials and so on, you're made to be a mandated. You have to sign that any kind of, you know, abuse towards children, you have to report to your superiors immediately. And, okay, mandated reporters. That's what all people who work with kids are all about. Or law enforcement, you have to. Everybody has to do that. Everybody's on the same plane. Now what they have, though, is they have determined the government, PAN, the radical Democrats, the mono party in California, has determined that children need a bill, a special bill of rights. Now, I would say, well, children do have a bill of rights right now. All they need to do is have that bill of rights applied. It's called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights from the Constitution, which have been given to us by God. But no, in California, the progressive socialist communist want to take your children. So now, in this bill, and by the way, when you are a mandated reporter under the current law of California, yes, the state can take your children if you are abusing your children or it's deemed to be some sort of abuse to your children and their children are unsafe or mentally being abused, physical or mental abuse or drug abuse or something like that. They're put in danger, child endangerment, and that gives the legal authority for the state to go in and seize your child. Now, I got to tell you, as a mandated reporter, I was deeply involved in many of these cases. Many cases. I was a county, you know, truancy officer. I saw this firsthand and would have to report and we would arrest and I've been through this. But I was always very cognizant of the family. I mean, any type of abuse, we would report. Yeah, if a father beat up his daughter, we would report it. If a father beat up the son, if the mother beat up the son, you know, it works both ways, not just fathers and mothers. If there's general abuse going on, that the parents were using drugs all the time in front of the kids, or how about this one? I like this one. This is one that really upset a lot of people in the gangster land around where I was working. Reporting parents because they were making methamphetamine while their babies were on the table next to them in their little bassinet. I think we did report that, don't you think? And yes, they did bust the houses, three of them in the community I was at. Three houses linked by gangs. What were they doing? They were making methamphetamine. Now, the obvious thing was one day driving to work, I smelled some very strange odors. I thought, I think somebody's making meth. And pretty soon we got with law enforcement and said, there's children in the house. So people from the Department of Justice and other areas, I'm not going to discuss, came in and busted the houses. And boy, they were related to gangs and were they angry at people at the school, including me. That's called child endangerment. Now, what you have to worry about is the government wanting to steal your children even if they're not endangered. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And a lot of emails coming in. Thank you very much. And we will be getting back to you in your emails, reading your emails over the air. I love doing that. We put some of them up on Facebook. I hope you don't mind at least some of the comments that you make about certain subjects. It kind of blows away a lot of people. Anyway, also, again, my email is paul@a21r.com. You can also get to the website by going to a21r.com as well. Visit, of course, Numana Food for all your prepping needs. Numana.com/21prep. That is to support this radio show. So we really do appreciate your listenership and your support as well. So numana.com/21prep. Now, I'm going to be on several radio shows this afternoon and this evening. I don't even know. I've lost track. One of them, one's in Texas and one's in Colorado. 3 o'clock this afternoon, we'll put something up on the website. Starts at 3. It's a fest. It's a Agenda 21 Paul Preston fest, I guess, on the radio waves of California. Actually, the nation. So, anyway, look forward. I'm sorry I don't have that list in front of me, but we'll record the shows where we get the recordings and we'll put them up on our podcast. By the way, several new shows up on podcast, so go to our podcast and get all the latest shows that we've been doing. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things coming up. We're going to talk about sanctuary bill status. The sanctuary bill passed a hurdle is on to the California State Senate. I just thought I'd let you know about that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligrams